close enough. If you'll stand, Commissioner Page is going to lead us in prayer and pledge this morning.
Let us pray. Our gracious God and Father in heaven, we cause now, Lord, to come before you, giving you thanks, praise, and honor for all the things that you do for us. Lord, we ask that you be with us here today. Help us to make wise, good decisions for the betterment of this community and the people that we serve. And Father, we would lift up to you those that are sick and suffering in the hospital. Especially, Father, remember our comrade, Commissioner Dentz. This morning we understand he's suffering in the local hospital. So is our clerk. Ask that you would be with them. Now, Lord, as we go throughout this day, we ask all your blessings again on us. Keep us safe and keep us always mindful of the needs of others. For Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Number three, approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Moody, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Number four, the board to consider approval of roadway transfer agreement and supporting resolution between State of Florida Department of Transportation and Taylor County for Florida State Road 55. Since we have a resolution, and it's a short resolution, is there a motion to read this entire resolution?
Motion.
Second. We've got a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop?
Thank you. A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, authorizing the chairperson to sign the roadway transfer agreement between the State of Florida Department of Transportation and Taylor County, Florida. Whereas the Board has been requested by the City of Perry to execute this agreement, and whereas the Board has determined that it is in the best interest of the county, therefore it is hereby resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County that, one, the chairperson of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, is authorized to execute the roadway transfer agreement between the State of Florida Department of Transportation and Taylor County, Florida, regarding State Road 55.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I think first what I'd like to do is ask our administrator, Ms. Pemberton, if you would come forward and just for the public and everyone else to bring us up to date of exactly what's going on and how did we get to this point.
My understanding and my recollection of what has happened to date is that in September we brought a proposed agreement to the board regarding this transfer, and our attorney had some heartburn with some of the language because it involved a quitclaim deed versus any other type of transfer. So at that meeting in September, Mr. Bishop contacted the city attorney, Mr. Curtis. They discussed the situation. And then sometimes towards the end of September, from what I understand, DOT sent an amended agreement to Taylor Brown and also to Mr. Lakey. Now, what happened after that, I am not sure, but I cannot find in my emails where I was forwarded that agreement, and I'm not sure what happened at that point. But it appears that county staff may not have been copied on that agreement. So then, fast forward to November 19th, I believe, I received an email from Taylor Brown asking me for a status on this agreement. I reached out to Conrad, and we did some detective work. and realized what had happened. Taylor Brown sent me a copy of the agreement. I sent it to Conrad, and you'll see a letter on your desk where he approves of the amended language and has given us the go-ahead to sign the agreement, if that's the vote of the board. Now, the reason we have the resolution giving the chairperson the authority to sign is because simultaneously and independently, our engineer was working on some mile marker corrections. And that is not in the meat of the agreement, but as the attached exhibits. I don't know if you recall, but during the meeting in September, we did bring up that there was some question about the mile markers. And that's for our benefit, to ensure that that we have a clear understanding of the property or the roadway that the county will have ownership of and be responsible for. So Thursday, I believe, I was forwarded an email from DOT, and that email stated that they had made all the corrections and they have forwarded to their legal department. We should receive the go-ahead from DOT, hopefully maybe next week, the end of this week or next week. But we did not want to have to come back to the board again and say, okay, well, you know, we have more to add to this. It's strictly a mile marker clarification, a correction, and that will be on one of the exhibits. So what we're asking for is if the board chooses to approve this agreement, that when we have everything in hand and engineering is satisfied and we know we have everything in front of us, that we ask the chair to sign on behalf of the board.
Okay, going back to the beginning with your research, did you find where Mr. Lakey had received an email from Mr. Taylor Brown concerning this?
He received an email, it appears. He was copied on an email from DOT, and that's the email that Mr. Brown sent to me in November, and that I forwarded to our county attorney.
Okay. Questions from the board?
I have some questions. For clarification, it's my understanding that the Board of County Commissioners is being asked to by way of map, to give the entirety of Wright Road to the state, to give them ownership of it, and of course maintenance, and that includes the railroad. And that the Board of County Commissioners is being asked to take over the ownership of that part of what I call Old 221 from Wright Road south to the city limits.
Now, Kenneth, we would take ownership right to the south of the intersection.
Yeah, right. Physically on the ground, it's the northern side of where Green Farm intersects. I wanted to take and exclude the entirety of the intersection so that if there were any maintenance responsibilities down the road, and DOT had to go in and address those, that there would not be an ownership overlap. So I wanted to pick up at the south bore. It was easier for them to back it up to that physical line on the ground at the northern.
So it's going to be Green Farm Road, south of that.
That's correct. It's about 3,200 feet or so.
Yeah.
And you got over 7,000 on Wright Road.
Where's Graves Drive in? Is it north of? Is it north?
It's south.
It's south of Green Farm Road.
That's correct. Yeah, you've got a couple of businesses that are business entrances there, one church entrance, several small residential driveways. You have some side drains, maybe one or two cross drains. You're getting rid of an abundance of residential driveways, a very large box culvert, a railroad crossing, two caution lights.
Mm-hmm.
From an infrastructure perspective and a maintenance responsibility, you're getting what you're having to assume versus what you're giving up. You're coming out almost 2-1.
That's my thinking.
Not to mention.
Now, let me ask you one more question, and then I'll have my questions answered. There's concern that the addresses will change for that one particular business that I mentioned. And he's contacted me, and he may have contacted the other commissioners. He's adamantly opposed to this. And his argument to me was that I do my advertising and I'm on Highway 221. Will he still have that same 911 address?
I don't think so, no, sir.
So his address is going to change. On the internet or whatever, it's going to be different.
From a naming convention, obviously we couldn't keep the 221 designation if DOT is going to reroute that along what is now termed record.
What would we name?
I was joking, said Bebop Highway, but my suggestion would be keep it Jefferson Street to avoid any confusion with a separate name. It would just be, you would have US 221 that would come down to Wright Road.
Yeah.
We would pick up Jefferson Street from that point southward. That way there's not just a small segment of something that's going to be different. And it would be the least onerous, you know, changing the name of an address from 221 to Jefferson Street. There's probably a local name on this thing anyway.
Well, I think if anybody wants to grab a hamburger, they know where to find that. You know,
I don't think so.
The internet. Yeah, already the truck route, the trucks bypass that restaurant.
They're supposed to, yes, sir.
But I just wanted to, you know, make sure.
And only the last thing I wanted to add was Wright Road, it hasn't been resurfaced since I've been here, since 99. And this section of highway was just resurfaced. Assuming they did it on a 20-year pavement cycle or even a 15, you can expect that you're going to have an investment made in Wright Road in the near future, whereas you won't have that same obligation for this section of
the road. Oh, I agree with you. That's a win for us.
From a stewardship standpoint, I can't imagine you wouldn't do it.
I've answered my question.
So is your understanding then that it'll be 221 up to Green Farm Road? And then from Green Farm to Jefferson Street.
What I truly think when you see it on the maps is US 221 will come down and it will turn on Wright Road. We will have it named Jefferson up to that intersection.
All the way to Wright Road.
There
will
be a state
Jefferson
portion
Street.
And a county portion. No different than there's a county portion and a city portion. But just for map convenience, it will probably start at the intersection.
And there'll be signs there to indicate that?
Absolutely.
Now, may I ask one more question?
Yeah, sure.
The city will take ownership and maintenance from where we stop on 221 at Green Farm Road all the way through the city by the courthouse?
Yes, sir. The city will take ownership at the city limits down south through the town. Our responsibility is from the city limits north to Green Farm Road.
So our responsibility ends at the city limits, which is where the city's responsibility starts.
All right. So the city's going to take responsibility at the northern city limits.
Yes, sir.
To Hampton Springs Avenue.
That's what I understand.
That you understand, Brown?
Sure.
All right. Who's going to be responsible for the road from Hampton Springs south?
That's certainly DOT.
That's still going to be Highway 221?
221's if you're heading south. We're coming from Green. Yeah. 221 is going to turn on Wright Road.
Yeah.
221 is going to go up Wright Road to 19. It'll turn south on 19. We'll come down to Hampton Springs, which is.
Yeah. So Hampton Springs Avenue will be 221.
And 27.
And 27.
Right.
And then 221 will turn south.
Right. Correct.
To where it ends now.
Correct. Where it ends now. And DOT has said they will put signage up as you're heading south on 221, as you get near the intersection of Wright Road, directing traffic to downtown period is going to be straight. So anybody wanting as far as other businesses or whatever, instead of going right around the other way.
Now, who's going to own the part of the road from Green Farm Road up to Wright Road?
DOT
will own that?
Yes, sir.
They'll maintain that?
Yes, sir.
One other thought on Andrus, and just is could make, and I don't think DOT would have an issue with it, but you want to call it O221.
That's what I thought.
O221?
You know, if that was more palatable.
If that would be more palatable to this system.
Sure would.
Suppose.
Working with 911, I would say no.
Pardon?
I said, working with the 911 addresses day in and day out, I would suggest that you extend Jefferson Street and keep it consistent.
It would be simpler on us.
Absolutely no.
But if we give this citizen a little bit of input, he might be a little more happy. I agree with you, Jefferson Street. That's what we know that is.
We have a plethora of mistakes and differences of road names as it is.
So it sounds like, will you come up, talk to us? It sounds like, we're all old. So I see you are adamantly opposed. You would like to see it as Jefferson Street because of 911.
It would just be nice to have some consistency and logic in our naming practices to where when we have a street, you know, if you want to have a second designation that the guy wants, then fine. But from a infrastructure perspective, let's keep it the name of the street that it is. You have Jefferson Street. We don't want Jefferson Street, oh, it's suddenly changed now, running down the same highway 1 foot more, and now it's something different. It's not a logical intersection point where the roadway is changing.
What about this Jefferson Street underneath parentheses, O221?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay with you.
From a 911 perspective, we're going to call it Jefferson
Street. Oh, we'll call it Jefferson.
Yes, sir. If a business there wants to call it Old 221, then that's fine with
me. I don't see, but we, you know, if
I don't have no issue with that.
No. I don't have any issue with it.
Not at all.
Long as we keep the Jefferson.
It's a win-win situation for road paving goes, I see.
Yes, it is.
I do. And you can't make your decisions based on the desires of one citizen. When you do that, you're messing up.
Any more discussion?
Do you want to hear from the city about what their project is or what they envision moving forward? I know there may have been some possible changes in their project.
Yeah, we'd like to know.
Good morning.
Morning.
Taylor Brown, city manager. First, I'd like to thank LaWanda for her help. From the minute I first contacted her, she's been right on this. And I'd also like to give my gratitude for you for having a special meeting and giving this the attention and speedy resolution that we were hoping for. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
My predecessor, Bob Brown, has been gracious enough to come this morning as well. This has really been a project that he's spent a number of years marshaling and carrying it through this process. I've come in at the very last minute, and so I don't want to take any of the credit or glory or anything. And really, if there's an authority in the room about what's envisioned and what we hope to see, it's Bob. So in a moment, I'll ask him to come up and give you as much detail as you would like. For my part, I'll just give you an update as far as what my council has been telling me since I came on. The timing on this has, you know, gotten difficult lately. You know, when you have this many entities trying to, you know, do something like this, of course it's going to be complex, and of course there'll be little bumps in the road. And it's been further complicated on our side because much of what we want to do is grant funded, and so there are deadlines to deal with that. And then because balconies are envisioned for some of the buildings downtown, that steel is a big component of that, and so we've also had to deal with fluctuating prices in steel with the trade war that's going on with China. So there's just a lot of moving parts with this. My council, I believe, is still committed to the project. Our timeline maybe is going to slow down a little bit as we will now have to go rebid and deal with whatever changes that are going to occur in steel pricing. And so how much of the project we bite off at a time may change, but I believe that there's still great support to do the project. So with that, I'll ask Bob to come up, but before so, I'll answer any questions you may have of me.
Right. Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all.
This project started in about 2011-2012 when the city commissioned a downtown revitalization study. And it had several components, and the two biggest components turned out to be Rosehead Park and making downtown appear better, make it more walkable, pedestrian-friendly. In a way, it's kind of an economic development project. There's some other smaller parts of it that we've stretched the sidewalk around that type of thing. But anyway, to this part of it, in the beginning, kind of the canopy over O'Quinn's, when we were walking around with architects, when we were doing RFQs for architects and trying to get ideas, it was in the middle of summer and we were walking around downtown. We had to walk under the O'Quinn canopy. It was about 15 degrees cooler. And it was like, wow, wouldn't this be great if we did this all over? You know, keep that people out of the rain, the heat, that type of thing. So anyway, that evolved into what we call hard-built canopies, sort of like O'Quinn's on basically one-story buildings. And most of the two-story buildings in the Central Business District are envisioned to have balconies, which are usable by the business owners if they choose to. But the supports for the balconies and the canopies, they're self-supporting, they won't tie to the buildings because we didn't want to get involved with dealing with 100-year-old building structures. These are all be self-supporting. So their foundations go 15, 16 feet in the ground. And then they'll meet the wind load capabilities for a building code, all of that. So from the very beginning, we got with DOT because the sidewalk along Jefferson Street is their right of way. They own it. They agreed from the beginning, yeah, this is, we had to get a permit, but it's permittable. We went through several stages of plans, like you normally do in a project this size, 30%, 50%, 70% plans, went to DOT. They were all for the project. So we submitted for the final permit. They actually gave us a verbal that the permit was approved. We should get it soon. Somewhere in their legal department, somebody found one phrase in Florida Administrative Code that basically says, thou shall be no obstructions in the right way. And fire hydrants, traffic light posts, street lights, bridge abutments, all those things, they don't count as obstructions, but the legs, the supports for these balconies and that do. So they said at that point, they couldn't permit it. So that got us looking into options, and basically the only option was for them to no longer own the road, and they didn't have any say-so in it, they didn't care. The only real option with that was to route 221 on Wright Road, which was built to DOT standards, since it's the truck route for 221. And that's how we got to where we are today, where we had to ask for the county's assistance in doing this, because that portion of it's in the county. So we think it's an excellent project for the community. We think that, you know, as it gets built and rolls out, it's going to bring more investment to downtown, which we, you know, hope will bring us property values, which, you know, raises property taxes, the value goes up, but create more businesses, opportunities there, and that type of thing, just be good for the community in general. The city's got a CDBG grant. It's actually 2014 money. That's how long this has been working through all the different agencies. So about half of the anticipated cost of this first phase is CDBG grant money, and about the other half of it is anticipated to be a portion of the 1 cent sales tax. DOT really only wanted one contact person on this in the beginning, so since it was mainly a city project, we volunteered to do that and coordinate with the county, which we were, you know, working with the previous administrator and that, you know, through that. So that's kind of how we got to where we are today, and we appreciate your cooperation in getting this done for the community. So I'll be happy to answer any other questions.
I think it sounds like a great project for downtown, and if it'll bring more businesses and more people, and I'm all forward. It sounds good.
The public reaction, we had a lot of public meetings other than just council meetings. We had meetings at the Women's Club and a lot of civic groups, and we were doing that downtown plan. And, you know, this was kind of what came out of that, what people wanted to see that. So it had a lot of public support at that time. So.
Well, I just want you to know, Bob, that this board supports y'all, and we support the project. We have all of them, and it's unfortunate that, you know, things have gone the way that they did, but, you know, we're here today to do what we can.
Okay. We appreciate it. So, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. I guess we're at the point now. We need a motion. We've had the resolution read, and are we ready to make a motion to approve this agreement?
I make a motion to approve this agreement.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Moody, a second by Commissioner Murphy. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. That ends our business for this special meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move in here.
Okay. We've got a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Y'all have a good day.
Good job.